Brett, who should we revere more? Achilles with no flaws or Achilles with his Achilles heel? Solomon with his beautiful long hair or Solomon without his hair? Who is truly the bigger hero?
Wow, that's a good one. I mean, I just got floored on that question. But obviously, you know, what we all want to do, I think deep down want to do, is we look to these people as being great, wonderful, caring people. And we know that that's not true. I mean, it's so many times, you know, that you sit there in the stands and you say, you know, isn't Nick Lowry one of the greatest people in the world? He just made that field goal, and we won the game, and he must be the greatest person in the world. Well, I'm just kidding. We know. But the point, you know where I'm going.
We'll throw that one out.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is with, like, Claret, you know, it's the same thing that happened at Ohio State. And obviously now we're talking about a thug. And so people look at that and begin to now, I wonder whether the institutions and whatnot of today, I mean, I don't want to pick on the University of Miami because they're right down the road, but in the paper that we get here, it seems like daily, weekly, whatnot, they're dealing with this kind of an issue that somebody stole something somewhere, somebody did all of this antisocial behavior, and you wonder, so what are they doing to try to prevent it? You know, do they have a real strong educational program to talk about, you know, you're not entitled to the world because you got a scholarship here? And that's a question that I have, because it continues and continues and continues. But the real thing underlying all it for me is the fact to say, I really don't believe that you can change this behavior. I think it is embedded in these individuals, and the only thing is punitive. You know, letting them know and then punishing them and telling the other coaches, the other players on the team, this is not what we, you know, allow as our standard, and get rid of these people.